faith that you have bestowed upon us, we are here because of that grace.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，因着你的恩典，唯独因着你的恩典，我们今天才可以来到你的面前。
We came to you on the basis of your grace and your reaching out to us, and we still depend on that.
主啊，我们今天仍然要依靠你先向我们伸出恩典的手，主啊，我们才能够认识你。
Lord, we can do nothing outside of your power working in us, both to speak and to listen to your truth.
主耶稣，若不是你的能力主啊，在我们里面运行，我们今天主啊，真是就没有办法来传讲或者来聆听你的真理。
And you've given us your word to speak to us.
求你将你的话语启示给我们自己。
May you use my words this morning in a way that will honor you and bring the truth of your words to light.
求你使我所讲的、所说的，主啊，都能够借着我传讲你的真理。
Not only use my words, but I pray for each one here that you will use their ears and their heart to turn them to you.
不仅是借着我的口，主啊，我也为所有在座的每一位，他们的耳朵，他们的心，主啊，求你的大能运行在他们的里面。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
How often do you celebrate the Lord's table in this church?
你们教会多久有一次圣餐？
Once a month.
一个月一次。
That's the tradition in all the churches I've been involved with as well.
我之前带领过的教会也是这样的频率。
I'm not sure that's enough.
我不确定一个月一次到底够不够。
It's not about the Lord's table as much as it is about our rehearsing the gospel, which is what the Lord's table does.
不仅仅是说领圣餐这样一个仪式，而是说我们每一次领圣餐都帮助我们再一次的练习关于在神的家里面我们怎么样来敬拜神。
It's a constant reminder of the gospel.
对我们是一个提醒，提醒我们回到福音的本质到底是什么。
And unless we think about the gospel, and what I mean by the gospel is that Jesus died for our sins, and we only are connected with God because of what He has done.
那福音的本质对我来讲，我当我说到福音的时候，就是说耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死了。那除此之外，因着他所做的一切在十字架上，我们才能够得救。
If we don't think about that all day and every day, we will quickly revert to faith plus works as a ground of our salvation.
那若是我们没有每一日、每一天、每一个时刻都在默想这是福音的本质，那我们很快的就会从这个真理里面失落。
Do you remember the old evangelism explosion question?
你们还记不记得Evangelism, 福音大爆炸的这个运动。
It was something like this: If you were to die today, and wanted to get into heaven, what would you say?
那若是你今天要死了，那你想要得救，你要说什么？
One pastor suggested that if you answer in the first person.Then you, if you or I answer in the first person, we get it wrong.
那有位牧师说，若是你这个回答不是用第一人称来讲的话，那你这个就不是正确答案。
Because I, or because I believe, or because I have faith, or because I am continuing.
因为我因为我信因为我仍然相信这样就是用第一人称来回答。
The only appropriate answer is in the third person, because God.
而是这个正确答案必须要是用第三人称来说，因为神，因为耶稣。
We somehow confuse, have a lot of confusion about salvation today. We make it too complicated.
今天人们经常把福音好消息的信息变得太复杂，以至于我们很困惑。
I think it's because at the heart of our depravity and our sinfulness and our rebelliousness is a self-centered orientation that thinks that we determine all of our own outcomes.
我想这个是受到我们的罪性的影响，以至于说我们在想在看所有的事情的时候，我们的理解都是以自我为中心的。
Scripture certainly acknowledges and says we have a responsibility to respond, but the focus is on what God has done, not on what we do.
那圣经的清楚地告诉我们，我们要得救，必须要有一个接受福音的这样的一个反应但是圣经也非常清楚地讲到，福音是由神来开启的，是关于神做了什么。
There's no bad passages in Scripture, but Ephesians chapter 2 is one of my favorites.
圣经里面当然每一卷书都很好，但我最喜欢的其中一个是以弗所书第二章。
It makes it clear that salvation is a work of God and not of man, that it is by grace, the unearned, undeserved favor of God.
他讲得非常清楚，说我们得救是因着神的恩典因着我们的信，但是是白白的神的恩典。
So you're going to get a double dose because I'm going to read it in English and then she's going to read it in Chinese.
现在我们用中英文来读。
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, that no one may boast.For we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
以弗所书二章一到十节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，写明给后来的时代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
That's the word of God.
这是神的话。
Now let me give you the whole message in just a couple of sentences. Verses 1 through 3 is you were dead because of sin.
这一段话就讲了三点。前三节讲说我们已经死在罪中了。
4 through 7, but God made you alive.
四到七节，但是神让我们活过来。
And the conclusion in 8 through 10, salvation is a gift. It's not earned or deserved.
然后结论在八到十节救恩是神的恩典，是一份礼物，不是我们能够靠着行为去挣来的。
We're done.
就讲了这么简单。
You've now got the heart of the message. That's it. So let me now explain it a little bit.
那现在让我来展开讲这其中的意义。
So when he says you were dead, you is referring to the Ephesian Christians who were largely Gentiles. And all that means is non-Jews.
他说你们死在过犯罪恶中，这个你们讲的就是在以弗所的这些基督徒他们大部分都是外邦人，并不是犹太人。
But notice Paul also says, and we too, we're also walking in our sins. So when he does that, he says it's also we, not only him personally, but we as Jews. So if the world is just made up of Jews and non-Jews, it means everyone is dead in sin.
但是第三节他讲，我们从前也是这样，放纵肉体的私欲活着。所以他并没有把这个世界分成犹太人和非犹太人，而是他在这边讲，你们都死了，就是所有人，每一个人。
So, I call this the walking dead, because clearly they're dead, but they're still alive, because he's writing to them.
我把这个叫做行尸走肉，因为虽然是已经死了，但是还在给他们写信。
So we can understand death if it's the separation of the body from the soul or the spirit or the heart, the inner person.
所以我们理解的死亡是当我们的身体离开我们的灵魂的时候。
That's physical death. But spiritual death is the separation of who we are, our inner person, from God.
那个理解是身体的死亡，但还有一种灵性的死亡，是当我们的灵魂跟上帝分开的时候，是灵性的死。
An eternal death is a finalizing of that condition of being separated from God.
那永恒的死就是说在永恒的里面，这个与神分离的一个状态。
You know, Jesus makes this distinction between our physical being and our eternal self in Luke chapter 12. He says this.
耶稣在解释这个我们的灵性和我们的永远的生命或者死亡的时候，他是这样讲，在路加福音十二章。
Verse 4 and 5. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more they can do to you. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who after he has killed has authority to cast you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him.
路加福音十二章四到五节，我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么的，不要怕他们。我要指示你们当惧怕的是谁？当怕那杀了以后又有权柄丢在地狱里的，我实在告诉你们，正要怕他。
When a doctor checks to see if somebody is alive or dead, he doesn't look for signs of death. He looks for signs of life.
当一个医生去检查说一个人是不是死亡的时候，他不是在找死亡的证据，而是在找这个人还有没有活着的生命体征。
Spiritually, we are still born at death.
在我们的灵里面，我们还是一生下来就是死的。
No signs of spiritual life, but clearly we're an enigma. Enigma. A confusing contradiction.
所以我们的灵是死的，但我们的肉体是活的，这个看起来就是一个冲突。
On the one hand, we show signs of being created in the image of God. There's a nobility about every single person.
那一方面，我们的肉身是活着的，我们可以动，然后我们并且是照着神的形象和样式来造的。
And at the same time, anybody who has children knows this.Very early on, before we can even influence them in any way, they show signs of something being terribly wrong. We're broken.
另一方面，我们的灵里面是破碎的，是死的。做父母的，我们都知道，在你还没来得及教你的小孩子，做好的时候，他就会显示出来说，在人的罪性里面有很多的破碎。
So Paul suggests that our deadness is evidenced by our trespasses and sins.
那保罗在这边说，我们的这种灵性里面的死亡，就是说我们都随从今世的风俗，还有放纵肉体的私欲，这样活着。
You know, these are the deeds and thoughts that are contrary to the law and will of God.
那我们所做的这些顺从肉体和心中所喜好的去行，跟神在我们身上的心意是相反的。
Trespasses is descriptive of our slipping or stumbling. Sins is missing the mark.
犯罪就是说，它在原文里面的意思就是说，没有达到目标。
We stumble and we also miss God's intended purpose for us.
那不仅是我们自己摔倒了，而且我们自己没有办法达到神为我们设立的那个标准。
What Paul's really doing is he is describing our culpability, accountability, and inability.
所以保罗在这边讲的是我们没有能力自己救自己，我们也没有办法自己让自己活过来。
We're guilty, responsible, and yet there's nothing we can do about it.
我们是有罪的。我们是要为自己的这个罪负责的，但是我们没有办法做任何事情来负这个责。
That's our deadness.
这就是我们死亡的这个状态。
Now, this is really helpful in studying scripture. So here's kind of a Bible study techniques, inductive Bible study clue. In order to understand, the grammar of anything, you sometimes we need to reduce it to the subject and the predicate, the subject and the verb.
在归纳式研经法里面有一个很有用的方法是说，为了要明白这句话这个经文的意思，你就把这个主语和动词把它分开。
There are lots of other descriptive phrases that kind of distract us.
把那些描述性的形容词都先去掉，先不看。
So the heart of verses 4-7 is just this, and I'm going to eliminate all those other descriptive verses.
所以在第四节到第六节这里，我现在把所有的描述性的词语都去掉，这样我们就可以看到他到底在说什么。
But God made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
但是神让耶稣基督，我们与耶稣基督一起活过来，然后又一起坐在天上。
It's not that all those other phrases don't have a place and aren't doing something important, but they're not the kernel of what he's saying. And so basically he's saying, but God made us alive. You were dead, but God made us alive.
所以他讲的这个其实是非常有能力的。他说，你们都是死了，死在过犯中，但是神让你们活过来。
And of course, he also says he raised us with him and he seated us with him in the heavenly places. What on earth is that talking about?
叫我们一起与基督活过来，一同坐在天上。这个到底是在讲什么呢？
Go back to verse 20 of chapter 1.
现在我们回到以弗所书第一章的二十节。
It says, he's talking about Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，将他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己右边。
We haven't actually been raised and seated in the heavenly places yet.
我们现在还没有跟耶稣一起坐在天上，坐在父的右边。
But those who have been saved by God are actually united with Christ and with him up there.
但我们一旦得救，就是跟基督有一个合一的关系，那其实我们是已经与他一同在天上。
So I think he's coupled these phrases with made him alive to tell us that it's a done deal, it's an accomplished fact.
所以在这边他说，神叫我们从死里与基督一同复活，其实要告诉我们说，这个已经完成了。
Only because Jesus was raised from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of God.
只是因为耶稣复活了，并且坐在天上神的右边。
So let's look at some of those descriptive phrases. Notice that the foundation for this is rooted in the character of God, not in our character, but His.
那现在我们就来再看一些这边描绘性的词语，全部都指向神的属性，而不是关于我们的属性。
So God being rich in mercy, and that means He is disposed to help those who are in need. That's the focus of mercy, is people in need need help.
神有丰富的怜悯，这边讲说神，他的本性就是说他要怜悯那些有需要的、贫穷的、困苦的人。
And this is because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead, even when we were separated from him and helpless and by nature children of wrath.
他因爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，这个就是讲说，因着神，他的本性里面的是爱，所以即使我们是可怒之子，但是他用这样的爱来爱我们。
We're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I do want to note that I think God's love towards us may be the most trivialized truth we have ever considered. Anderson pointed this out when he was leading worship, as a matter of fact. It's not merely a kindly disposition of benevolence, like some Santa Claus that give good gifts whether you're naughty or nice. It is expressed in extreme sacrifice and pain, for God so loved the world that he gave his son to die.
这边讲因神爱我们的大爱，不是，我想这个是我们常常作为基督徒忽略的神对我们的爱，不是我们头脑中觉得就是圣诞老人来给你一些好东西的那种爱，而是说在这边讲神因着爱我们，因此他做了一个极大的牺牲，他付上了一个极大的代价，就是把他的独生子赐给我们，为我们死在十字架上。
Now there's an interruption right in the middle of this whole thing at the end of verse 5.
在第五节的末尾有一个就是岔出去了。
By grace you have been saved. It's the big idea.
你们得救是本乎恩。
It's going to be repeated in the conclusion in verse 8.
这句话在第八节又重复了一遍，因为它是一个非常重要的一个点。
It's an interruption, but it's the whole point of this whole paragraph.
这一整段都是在讲这一点，就是我们得救是本乎恩。
So grace, and I've said this a few times already, is undeserved favor.
是我们不配得的一个恩典。
This means it's a free gift. It's unearned and undeserved.
不是我们配得的，也不是我们能够赚来的。
I want you to take a look at verse 7, following the text with me. So that, this is the purpose of his saving us, in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us,In Christ Jesus.
我们一起看第七节，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。
Now I don't know if ages to come means now, because we're, you know, a couple thousand years away, or I don't know if it means in heaven to the angels, I'm not certain.
后来的世代是指我们现在吗？因为现在距离这个写信的时候已经2000年过去了。还是说写的是将来在天上，是后来的时代。
But it's certainly happening right now.
但有一点我确信是说，现在确实是正在发生。
But think about this deeply with me for a minute. This is not as nice as it sounds.
但是你看这一节，你就觉得说，它好像也没有它听起来那么好。
His grace towards us is not a demonstration of his good taste.
他向我们的恩典写明出来的，好像也不能够完全来显示他的慈爱。
It is not an indication of his intelligence or his superior powers of discernment to pick just the right people.
他的恩慈也不是为了要显示说他比我们更强大，他比我们更聪明所以他会选一些好的人。
He didn't choose up sides and say, "Oh yeah, yeah."These people would make really good Christians.
他并不是说选一群人这些人是好人，然后说哦，这些人会成为很好的基督徒。
You understand? It's just the reverse of that.
而是完全相反。
These are the worst people.
他选了最差的人。
This is a demonstration of the fact that clearly they couldn't earn their way, and were those that demonstration.
差到一个地步，这些人没有办法做任何事情来把自己变好。我们就是这些人。
So I played some sports when I was in high school, and when I graduated from college, I was in a Bible study up on the San Francisco Peninsula, and it was in one of the pastor's homes, and actually he eventually kind of steered me to go to seminary and got me on that track.
我高中的时候有练一些体育项目，然后我要毕业的时候参加一个查经班，在一个牧师的家里后来这个牧师给我很多的影响，以至于我选择去读神学院。
Somebody showed up at this Bible study. There were 10-12 people, and he happened to be a guy who was one of my PE teachers in high school, and he was the track coach.
那天查经班的时候大概有十到十二个人，但是有一个人就来了，然后我发现那个是我高中的体育老师，他是训练田径的。
I didn't run track, but he was my PE teacher, and I played baseball, and baseball and track were kind of in competition a little bit because they happened at the same time.
我是打棒球的，但是我没有练田径，但是那个时候这两个项目是有一种竞争关系。
He actually gave me a D in PE.
所以我上这个老师的课的时候，他给了我一个 D.
It's pretty hard to earn a D in PE.
所以在体育课里面拿到 D 这个分数其实挺难的。
He took one look at me, and here's what he said.
他就看了我一眼，然后他就说了下面这句话。
You are the last person in the world I expected to see in a Bible study.
你是我在全世界的人里面，我都没有想到，你是我最没有想到会出现在一个查经班里的人。
That's what Paul was talking about here.
保罗在这里讲的这一群人就是这样的烂人。
Everything inside me wants to tell you, but I'm not that bad.
但是我里面所有的想法都在说，我没有那么差呀。
Whatever I was like, he got it right.
当时我其实是在一个什么样的情形里面，是什么样的人，其实他看到了。
Okay, so here's the conclusion starting in verse 8. For this is an explanation. By grace you have been saved through faith.
你们得救是因着本乎恩，也因着信。
He's explaining why we are demonstrations of the immeasurable riches of God's grace in ages to come.
这边就在解释说神怎样透过他拯救我们来显示给后代看他极丰富的恩典。
Faith, of course, is how we receive this gift from God.
信心是我们怎么样来接受从神来的这一份礼物。
You'll notice the second sentence says, and this, and so there has to be an antecedent to that. What does this refer to?
这并不是，那这是指什么呢？
Many believe it refers to faith.
很多的基督徒都说这并不是出于自己，是以为这指的是信心。
It's hard to tell from the grammar, from the words.
从这个上下文来看，确实是很难分辨。
But I'm convinced that that's not true.
但我相信这指的并不是信心。
This whole passage is about salvation by grace, not salvation by faith. Even though that is true, faith is a necessary component. And even though I think it's true that our faith also is a gift from God, I don't think that's the point here.
我认为这整个一篇都在讲你们得救是本乎恩是神的恩典，是神的礼物。所以这并不是出于自己，指的应该是神的救恩。
I think he's doubling down. It's a gift. It's not as a result of works. No one can boast. We can't boast about anything. We can't boast about faith. We can't boast about what we did to earn it. We can boast of nothing. Nothing but Jesus.
所以我们没有办法自夸说我是因为我的好行为，或者因为我是一个好人或者是因为任何我们做的事情，而是完完全全因着神的恩典。
You know, in almost all things in life, our confidence is based on what our ability is, our ability to think, our ability to do things. We build up skills. That is not true in the Christian faith.
很多的时候，我们都习惯了我们的自信来源于我很能干，或者我很聪明，或者我有什么样的技能但是福音的里面却并不是这样一套哲学。
Our confidence is only in God and what He has done through Jesus on the cross.
我们的自信是完全基于神，在神的里面，基于耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的。
That's why when we answer the question, it's not I did this or I did that. It's what God has done.
所以当回答那个最重要的问题的时候，不是因为我做了这个或我做了那个，而是因为耶稣基督为我做了这个。
Now, just to make this clear, he is saying that what we do as Christians, all those things are things that are prepared beforehand for us to walk in them. So he's even responsible for that.
所以即便我们已经被拣选了，但我们知道说在创世以先，神就已经预备了这一系列的救恩。神在我们还死的时候，还与他为敌的时候，就已经决定要做这些。
We're not saved by good works, we're saved for good works.
啊，我们不是为了啊服侍神而所以得救，而是我们就是神的工作。
And God's the one who enables us and blesses us to participate in those works.
那而是神啊预备了我们啊在基督里面建造我们，为要让我们一起参与他的善工。
And all this means we need to live a cross-centered, God-centered, Jesus-centered life.
啊，这意味着我们要过一个以基督为中心、以十字架为中心、以神为中心的生活。
Now this is a little radical, and it's going to seem weird to you. Not an obedience-centered life.
啊，听起来有一点啊激进啊，但我们不是要过一个以顺服为中心的生活。
I don't mean we shouldn't obey God. Of course we should obey God.
并不是说我们不用顺服神啊，当然我们要顺服。
But our focus needs to be on what He's done and what He is doing, and that needs to be our whole orientation.
而是说我们要把焦点放在神做了什么，神正在做什么。
Alistair Begg is a Scottish pastor in the Cleveland area who was speaking at a conference a couple of years ago.
我认识一位牧师，他是苏格兰人，他在克利夫兰那边。在有一次的会议上，他有这样的一个演讲。
And he brought up the issue of the thief on the cross.
他就讲到在与耶稣同钉十字架的其中的一个强盗。
And in our whole works-oriented, we hate the work that we're the thief on the cross. There was nothing good about him.
那就我们的眼光来看，那个十字架上的强盗，他就是一个坏人，所以他。被钉在十字架上。
It's irritating that he should escape at the last minute.
甚至当我们想到说他能够从他所犯的这些罪行里面逃脱了，就觉得不太舒服。
But Alistair Begg brought it up in an interesting way. He said, "I can't wait to find that fellow one day and ask him, 'How did that shake out for you?'"
但是这位牧师在讲说，哎呀，我真是迫不及待，我非常想以后在天国里遇见这个强盗的时候，就去问他一个问题，说你到底是怎么信的。
I mean, you were cussing him out with your friend. You've never been in a Bible study. You'd never been baptized. You didn't know a thing about church membership, but you made it. You made it.
他说你怎么能是一个信得救呢？你也没有去过查经班，你也没有读过圣经，你甚至不是任何教会的会员，你怎么能得救呢？
How did you make it?
你也没有受洗。
The angel must ask him that when he got there, right? What are you doing here? Well, I don't know.
所以当他在乐园里面跟耶稣在一起的时候，天使一定问他说，你怎么会在这里呢？他会说，我也不知道。
What do you mean you don't know? Well, it means I don't know.
你怎么会不知道呢？他说，我就是不知道我为什么会在这里。
And then the angel is just stumbling. He doesn't know what to do with this. He's, what? But, wait a minute, I'm going to get my supervisor.
所以这个守门的天使就说，那这样不行，让我去找一下我的老板。
Supervisor comes in and he says, okay, now we just have a few questions for you.First of all, are you clear on the doctrine of justification by faith? Never heard of it.
那他的这个老板来了以后呢，就说好，那我们要问你几个问题。第一，你懂不懂因信称义的真理？然后这强盗说从来没听过。
Well, let's cut to the chase then. What about the doctrine of Scripture, the inerrancy of Scripture? And the guy's just kind of staring at him. He doesn't have a clue.
这个长官就又问说，那你有没有熟读圣经啊？知不知道神的话？说从来没读过。
The supervisor eventually in frustration says, on what basis are you here then?
所以这个长官就很沮丧说，那你凭什么今天在这里呢？出现在乐园里呢？
And the thief says, that guy on the middle cross,He said I could be here.
这个强盗说，在中间的那个十字架上被钉的那个人说了，说今天你要与我同在乐园里。
Are you ready to rely on Jesus and nothing else?
你预备好了吗？完全单单依靠耶稣。
Are you ready to stand up and say, I am proof that only the unworthy get to heaven?
你预备好了吗？可以啊，有信心的说，我就是一个，我的生命就是一个凭证啊，我不值得，但是啊，耶稣选了我。
I'll close with an old hymn. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me.
啊，就像一首古老的诗歌里面唱说，啊，因着无罪的耶稣代替有罪的我死在十字架上，那神的愤怒就止息了，因此我被算为义。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thanks for that man, your son, on the middle cross.
天父，谢谢你，因着在被挂在十字架上的那位是你的爱子。
It's why we have the privilege to come and worship you.
啊，给了我们今天这样美好的特权，我们可以来到你面前来敬拜你。
It's why the eyes of our hearts have been enlightened.
啊，这是啊，让我们的眼睛，让我们的心灵都能够打开，能够看见你。
It is the confidence we have to come before you.
因此我们可以坦然无惧地来到你面前。
It is our inspiration to live lives worthy of the calling to which you've called us.
主耶稣，让我们度过这一生的时候，主啊，能够为着你对我们的呼召而活每一天。
We are proud people, but we are humbled and grateful.
我们都很骄傲，但是当我们遇见你，主啊，我们就在你的面前谦卑。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求。